Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz. Today was a big day for Greg and Sarah Stamp of Stamp Seeds. Out of four nominees, they were selected as the winners of the Alberta Northwest Territories Outstanding Young Farmers Program this year. The event was held this year in Central Alberta in conjunction with AgSmart and Olds College. Greg and Sarah, along with their six children, helped form Stamp Seeds and Stamp Farms, which is a second-generation pedigreed seed farm and seed retailer located in Enchant, Alberta, managed by three brothers, Nathan Stamp, Matthew Stamp, and Greg. They employ 19 full-time staff and an additional 8 to 9 seasonal or summer students. They farm 5,000 acres of irrigation, 2,000 acres of dry land, growing 95% of their crops for seed. Canada's Outstanding Young Farmers Program recognizes young farmers who exemplify excellence in their profession. Eligible nominees must be farm operators between 18 and 39 who derive a minimum of 2/3 of their income from their farm operations. Each year, one farming couple is selected from each of the program's 7 regional recognition events to represent their respective region at the national recognition event. At the national event, which Greg and Sarah will now head to, the 7 honorees are recognized for their achievements and judged by a panel of judges using the following criteria: progress made during their farming career, maximum use of soil, water, and energy conservation practices, crop and livestock production history, financial and management practices, and contributions to the well-being of the community, province, and nation. I caught up with Greg and Sarah in Olds this week during the AgSmart event. They hadn't yet been selected the winners when we did this interview, but I interviewed them as nominees and asked them why the Outstanding Young Farmers Program is so valuable. Enjoy our chat. And so you guys have been doing this for how many years now? About it's been
farming? Oh, since 2006 is when we kind of came back to the farm and then slowly started working for our parents' farm and then got involved and kind of helped grow it. So, yeah. So it's been 18 years, I suppose. Yeah.
And so what were a few of the things that you highlighted today? I know like sustainability is a part of it, et cetera. And were there a couple of major points that you guys hit on?
So as part of our package that we provided to the judges, and all of that touched on sustainability, progress, dealing with challenges, how much help you had, right? Like how much, how you got to where you were. And today during the program, it was more of just a story, telling your story of how you got to where you were and kind of a timeline of how you got where you were. So more of the behind the scenes work is tied to more on farm, how you got where you were. So
there's a few seed growers that have gone through the program actually, like the Mercers nominated us and they're in the seed, you know, Ryan Mercer and Annette and their family. But yeah, there is quite a few seed growers that go through because, you know, it's a kind of a value add. So it's, you know, lots of people have added that to their farming or changed their seed business. And so there has been a few seed growers that have gone through, but really the program highlights people that have made significant changes to advance their farming career or advance something in farming. So whether that's value added with, you know, off-farm sales, you know, poultry or beef or things like that, but really it's just adding value to or starting farming from scratch, you know, people like that, that's which is kind of rare in agriculture.
What's the highlight for you, Sarah?
The program is such a fun program that you get to meet people from all over your industry, and I think the neatest thing is that it gives you a chance to look back, and oftentimes you're living it and you forget to remember everything that you've done, and you get to recall the good times and the bad times that sometimes you may want to skip over. I really enjoyed that part of the program, and the people are just amazing to be a part of and to know.
Yeah,
it's just an honor to be nominated too.
Yeah,
it's an honor to actually remember our story and to have a chance to share it with others.
That was the most challenging thing, actually, was actually writing down and going back and looking at, okay, what year did we do this and what year was that? And you look back and it's like, that was only 10 years ago. And you remember how tough that was? And you kind of forget about it. And so actually going down and writing down a history of those decisions you had to make and those times you had to get through and what you did and it ended up working out in the end, but at the time you're like, well, I have no clue. So really, sometimes you just don't know if things are going to work, and sometimes you just have to close your eyes and do your best. and a little bit of hard work and to be at the right place at the right time and just saying yes to opportunities sometimes too, right? So that's been the interesting thing. But you come here, you talk to people, and you learn a lot. Like we were talking with a couple that had not been nominated a number of years ago, and we were looking at their phone about, well, there was weights on their birds that were going across scale in their poultry farm and how much feed they went through today, and it's all on their phone. And just, you know, just advancements in all different parts of the industry that you don't even think about. And we're all farmers. Yeah. How do we communicate that to people that are not farmers, right? Like we don't even know that about our other fellow farmers, let alone how do we communicate that with people that don't know anything about agriculture. Yeah. So that's the challenge and opportunity for all of us in the ag world.
For more information on Canada's outstanding young farmers program, visit oyfcanada.com. And for more information on Stamped Seeds, visit stampedseeds.com. Thank you for listening.